Bloomberg Intelligence, valuable industry data and analysis from independent experts, giving trading and investment professionals insight into where crucial industries stand today and where they may be heading next.
620 on Wall Street. Good morning, I'm John Tucker. Bloomberg Intelligence being brought to you by CIT. Time to get growing with CIT. Their commercial lending, leasing, and advisory services can help you grow your business. Visit CIT.com. And joining us this morning on the T-Mobile phone line, we have our first guest, T-Mobile. Switch your business to the Un-carrier today. Jamie Murray, chief economist with Bloomberg Intelligence, joining us from London this morning. We get the Bank of England rate decision, 7 o'clock our time, Jamie, and because of the conservative election victory last week, which was certainly the pollsters, probably the worst pollsters in the world, didn't predict. How's that going to change things with Mark Carney and the Bank of England?
Well, fundamentally, it changes the assessment of demand in the economy a little bit, in the sense that the Conservatives are planning a very substantial fiscal consolidation, and to the extent that that's a surprise to the bank, then the interest rate will probably have to stay lower for longer.
Okay, so we've all along thought it was going to stay lower for longer, right, or not, or what?
Yeah, so I think the bank was forming its policy based on what the coalition government said last time, which was itself for tight austerity. But there's this feeling among markets that maybe Labour could get in with the support of the SNP. That doesn't look to have happened, which is probably why interest rate expectations have shifted out a little bit since the election.
Now, Wednesday, they're also going to release the forecast. What are we going to see in that?
Well, this is kind of the set-piece arrangement that the Bank of England does every quarter, and it's actually very important for the monetary policy outlook because it sets out its thinking. And this time, they've committed to doing a fairly significant review of the supply side of the economy, so that's kind of working out how much slack there is, how much room there is for the economy to grow. No one really knows exactly what's going to pop out, but we can expect quite a lot of emphasis on participation, on unemployment, on productivity. So there's a whole raft of research that will come out, and we'll be poring over that tomorrow. Wednesday.
Is there a disconnect between what the BOE is going to do and what investors expect?
Well, I think it's kind of uncertain. It's very uncertain, but there's a good chance the bank will see slightly less slack in the economy than markets expect, which would sort of rein in interest rate expectations a bit.
The economy there has grown for, what, 9 straight quarters? So, I mean, that would raise the specter of inflation, wouldn't it?
This is what the bank will be wondering. So they'll be looking at what's happened to unemployment mainly. I mean, the economy is expanding, but it's done so quite a lot more slowly in the last quarter, and people are wondering whether that's going to be sustained or not.
All right. Well, give us a little better indication of what the data is showing. I mean, we do have oil prices, and that's a story around the world where it's picked up for the headline inflation. What else do we need to know?
Well, that'll prompt a small upward revision to the inflation forecast, probably, but it's not really significant in the sense that it's just a shift in the level of prices. More broadly, I think you'll see a fairly unchanged forecast. I think it'll look fairly similar to what it looked like last time, that's what markets were looking for, I suppose.
Cameron, at this point, with the victory, he's got the mandate to go ahead and continue to cut spending. What's the debate there about whether, you know, you should stimulate, you should cut? It's one of these time-honored, goes way back, you know, the debate there. So what's the ultimate outcome?
Well, I think the general feeling in the UK is that austerity has slowed the rate of growth in recent years, but it's not the main reason that the UK economy is underperformed. For that, we need to look to weak productivity, and which is something we struggle to explain. We've been expecting productivity to pick up for the past 5 years, and it just hasn't happened. So I think that's the key risk to the outlook, is that productivity doesn't grow. But still, we'll be keeping an eye on the economy and thinking about what the effect of austerity is going to be. And we'll get a big test of that in 2016, because we're going to get a very sharp consolidation that year if the Conservatives follow through with their plans.
Okay. And at this point, the outlook for sterling, we got 154.52 right now.
Well, I think it's we've sort of seen a sort of post-election relief rally. I don't think it's attached to the fact that whichever party won. I think it's more to do with the fact that uncertainty has receded. On we're not going to be waiting for another month and a half for a government to be formed. So I think that sort of really reflects the latest movements.
Hi, Jamie. Good to talk to you. Jamie Murray from Bloomberg Intelligence, providing unique real-time research and context on industries and all the market and government factors that impact business. Terminal customers, you can access this function at BIGO.